Although he enjoyed success as a lecturer and administrator in the relative comfort of Manila, Frank C. Lawback hadn't just earned his PhD and come to the Philippines to advance his academic career. He earnestly wanted to share the love and message of Jesus Christ with those who had never heard it. His desire was granted in 1929 when the American Board of Missions approved of him going to the hostile Moros people of Mindanao. But it wasn't long before Frank had won their respect with his obvious devotion to God and quick ability to master their language. Their respect grew when he gave them the gift of literacy by developing a written form of their language, and would go on to many other ethnic groups and repeat this amazing gift. Frank Lawback became an international presence in literacy, religious, and government circles. He became an advisor to President Truman on education, social, and foreign policy. But he was a deeply spiritual man who wrote in his 1937 book, Letters by a Modern Mystic, that he made it his goal to pray every minute that he might be surrendered to Christ in every way in that minute. Today, we need more people like Frank C. Lawback. I'm Andrew Corbett.